The plan is the result of months of work.
Numerous hours, sometimes up to 4 meetings per day. It's very close to a full-time job.
That's Commissioner Fred Johnson. Commissioners weren't paid to plan the biggest school consolidation in state history.
The payment is that we are building a world-class educational system for all children.
That's Commission member Kenya Bradshaw. There are 21 members on the Planning Commission. When they meet, they sit around 10 tables all pushed together because that's the only way everyone can fit. They were all appointed, not elected, but some are politicians, although some aren't. Many have backgrounds in education, but some don't. Maybe you can tell I'm struggling a bit here. Explaining what this body is like is tough. Some commissioners say it's indescribable. Some say it's like a basketball team. But Commissioner Katie Stanton has the metaphor I like best.
More like a mixed salad or a group of fruit.
Delicious. The plan the group spent much of Thursday finalizing has many elements commissioners say will improve education here in Shelby County. There'll be expanded pre-kindergarten and more AP classes and guidance counselors. But there are also many things the commission wanted to do but couldn't because they didn't have enough money.
I've started out very, very, very excited about the prospect of what we were going to be able to do, and particularly with educational services committees. And then we hear, too bad, there isn't enough money.
The commission found efficiencies merging the central offices. They recommended closing schools, and they decided to outsource both janitorial services and bus drivers. But they still didn't have enough money to pay for all the things they wanted to do in the classroom. And the commission wasn't able to reduce class sizes to the levels that many members wanted.
I cannot go into Kroger's and say, I really want that steak, but I can only afford hamburger. And Kroger isn't going to say, oh, well, here, let me give you the steak.
The meeting where the body approved the recommendations of their financial services committee was extremely grim.
It was very, very depressing. I'll be honest, I went home and cried.
It was very, very difficult for Stanton to vote for the budget.
And the only reason I did is that there was no alternative.
When the body voted to approve its budget, there were members that said, in the heat of that moment, that the plan with this budget betrayed the promise of creating a world-class school system here in Shelby County.
I've thought a lot about this, I'll be honest. I think the plan is really good, even with the reductions. And I think it has the potential to really improve the education systems. I do think that it will not be a world-class system without additional money.
Commissioner Johnson says balancing the budget would have been morally repugnant.
We had 10 guiding principles, and one of them was the welfare of our students. Now, if these are our guiding principles, I will not say that it can be done with a balanced budget.
But there are somewhat sunnier views on the commission. Here's Chairwoman Barbara Prescott.
Our state, and even our local, has to decide what we want in our public education. And if we do want a world-class school district, then we may have to look at what we contribute to that. However, we made modest recommendations for modest investments of $15 million, which I think will make a huge difference.
In the coming weeks, the commission will present its plan to the state and the school board for approval. For WKNO News, I'm Eleanor Boudreau.